a point away from me, several miles, I believe, that was emanating, if you can believe it, was like, you know how at the old days when they have the spotlights out for the openings of a new theater, that sort of thing?
Right.
Okay, it was like a point source that was emanating several shafts of black light. It was like negative light. Okay, and about, and when I first saw it, it was about four or five different shafts coming from a point source several miles away from me. And then as I got closer, it resolved itself into two rather large ones. Okay, above this now, so probably 1,000 feet above it or more, was a really bright, shining white object with a central mass and sort of wings, lateral wings off to the side. And it was shining white, very bright. And I tried, as I was going to work, I approached it, and as I got closer to it, it appeared to dissipate. I don't know, I just lost track of it. There were four other people that I work with at the nuclear plant that saw it also coming in the same general direction to work. I'm a technician at a nuclear plant here in Eureka.
Okay, was it daylight at the time?
Okay, this occurred at about 7:40 to about 7:45 on my way to work towards Eureka, California.
Okay.
I first saw it from Alton, California, and I lost track of it at about almost to Lolita, California. And there's four other people I work with that actually saw it also. I wrote up a little thing here that that sort of explains it after I got to work. It says, between 0740 and 0745 approximately, I did see a very strange occurrence at or about Singley Road, the south exit to US 101. I first noticed this physical phenomenon at Alton, and it seemed to be somewhere close to Ferndale, California. It gave the appearance of a localized source which emanated columns of darkness. Above this phenomenon, there hovered a bright white aircraft of some sort having lateral wings. And I made a little picture of it. There was also, like I said, there was five of us on the way to work that saw this thing, and they would be willing to, well, several of them would be willing to, you know, testify to that fact also.
Okay, was that a bright white object stationary?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Any estimate of the degrees above the horizon at the time?
Now, that's where it varies. Like, when I saw it, degrees above the horizon, I would probably put it at about 40 to 45 degrees from where I saw it.
Okay, and which direction of the sky?
Okay, from where I first saw it at Alton, it was in a northerly direction.
Okay. And it remained stationary while these shafts of light were coming down, or black light were coming down?
No, they weren't coming down from the craft. The black shafts of light were coming from the ground beneath it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A localized source beneath it, directly beneath it.
Okay.
And these black shafts were going off at an oblique angle, maybe 45 degrees all over. In fact, they're varying angles. And I saw the most. Most everybody else saw only two shafts coming, dark shafts coming from it. It was like they were plastic columns. They were laser sharp, straight to the point source, it seemed like.
Like a regular beam, then.
They were beams. Regular, they were like laser beams, and they were like, if you can imagine it, plastic tubes filled with smoke, because they were actually dark. They were actually blocking light that was behind them.
Okay.
They almost seem to have mass.
Okay.
And they're right below this shining white aircraft that was, I would guess, maybe 1,000 feet, 1,500, 2,000 feet above it.
Okay. And the shafts appear to sort of circle this thing?
No. They were stationary shafts that were coming out of the,
yeah, well, I know,
out of the ground.
But if they were stationary, but they not all in one direction, though, but
they're, no, they were several different directions.
Yeah, okay. And how long have you watched it all together?
Probably somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes.
Okay. And then as you got closer to that white source, it seemed,
well,
to just,
I lost track of the white image. At first, I thought it was a cloud, but then the more I looked at it, the more defined it was, and the more precise it was, that it was an actual object that was hovering there.
Okay.
was my first guess. Oh, it's just a bright cloud, you know, because the sun had just come up a little earlier. Something's just up there reflecting off it. And then, it was just too precise. It had definition. Let me see. I'm 39, going to be 40 in a couple of months. 3-4 months.
Okay.
And the rest of these guys were in their 40s, almost 50. They were sober.
Everybody agrees to what they saw?
Well, we had varying degrees of location. It seemed to have maybe moved as it, you know, it, we all saw it at probably varying times, maybe by about 4 or 5 minutes apiece.
Okay.
And it seemed to, the whole phenomenon seemed to have been moving, perhaps. Some guys thought maybe it was even out to sea.
Okay. And what town were you near when you first saw it?
Alton. It's where Highway 36 hits US 101.
How is that spelled?
Alton, A-L-T-O-N.
Okay.
There's got to be several hundred people that saw it, because the one guy that came from Ferndale saw it very clearly from Ferndale, so there was probably a lot of sightings from Ferndale. I saw it from Alton, so that includes a lot of Fortuna, California, that probably saw it. And a bunch of people probably said, well, I don't know, because when I got north of it, I tried to look back, and I couldn't see any of it, you know, because as I figured I was pretty close to it at that point at Singley Road, but it seemed to have...